With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Your smartphone's location data is being used not just by businesses, but also by investors interested in where you spend your money. We'll explain in a minute. First, here are some top stories. Employers are hiring and Americans are getting their best pay raises in nearly a decade. The Labor Department says the economy added a robust 250,000 non-farm jobs in October, rebounding from a weather-related hiring slowdown the previous month. The jobless rate held at a near 49-year low of 3.7%. With low unemployment and businesses competing for scarce workers, wages increased 3.1% from a year earlier, the biggest year-over-year gain for average hourly earnings since 2009. But the good jobs news didn't help the markets on Friday. Stocks were pressured by Apple's earnings report. Although Apple reported another record quarter, it forecast lackluster sales for the holiday quarter and said it would stop reporting device unit sales in future results. Check back at WSJ.com or at WSJ Podcast for the latest market updates. The Trump administration said Friday it's granting waivers to 8 countries to allow them temporarily to continue importing Iranian oil without punitive U.S. sanctions, buying time for them to switch to other suppliers. The announcement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin came days before new sanctions take hold Monday against Iran, with the addition of more than 700 Iranian banks, companies, and individuals to the U.S. sanctions blacklist. Ahead of Election Day Tuesday, more than 29 million Americans already have cast their ballots in the midterms. Thanks to a surge of early voting from both parties, it suggests that 2018 will have the highest turnout in decades for a non-presidential election year. As of Friday, more than 20 states had surpassed their total early vote tally from the last midterm elections in 2014, according to data compiled by University of Florida professor Michael McDonald. Still ahead, why your cell phone's location data is worth a lot of money to Wall Street. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. When you use your smartphone, you most likely know that the phone's location is being used by companies to send you advertising. But your smartphone's location data is also being supplied to investors to paint a picture of where you go and where you spend your money. How useful is your location data to Wall Street? Joining us with more on this story is The Wall Street Journal's Ryan Dezember. Ryan, the location data from a smartphone is known as alternative data, and it comes from the apps that a smartphone owner uses. Why don't you talk about the companies that mine this data, how they gather it, and who they sell it to?
Well, so today we had a story about this company called Thassos Group, and they take the information from apps that, you know, need to know your location to function properly. So the weather app to give you an accurate forecast for your location, an app that supplies driving directions, or even a banking app that has a function in it that tells you the whereabouts of the nearest ATM. And that data is taken in aggregate, and there's trillions and trillions of data points collected from, you know, over 100 million phones over the last few years. And they sort of crunch the numbers and put together what's sort of what they liken to like a circulatory system for the economy. Every phone is like a little blood cell moving through the system.
You write that Thassos is at the vanguard of companies trying to help traders like hedge funds get ahead of stock moves by using this alternative data. Is it like economic analysis?
Yeah, sort of. You can glean a lot, I would think, you know, from knowing how many people are going through a certain mall versus a competing mall. You know, if a new Whole Foods opens up in an area, where does the traffic come from? Is the Kroger's down the street losing traffic? Is Walmart losing traffic? They can use it for stuff like that. They can also use it for, like, manufacturing data. They might say, we use an example in the story that they did for their clients where they wanted to see if Elon Musk's promises to go 24/7 on the Model 3 production at Tesla's factory in California, if they were living up to that and if it seemed like they might hit their goals. So they focused their computers on that factory property in California, and it took overnight to push all the data through this sort of net they set up, a digital sort of corral, and they looked for all the phone locations that had sort of pinged and collected information from that property. And they were able to sort of chart that over time and see, oh, gosh, look, the night shift has risen 30% roughly from, June to October, and that would signal there's a lot more people making a lot more cars. And of course, it bore out. When Tesla released their earnings, they had, you know, a surprise earnings, and they had hit their internal goals on production of the Model 3.
Well, that's a great story, and it's a great example. But how useful is it, you know, as far as stock prices or stock predictability to investors?
Well, that's the big question. It's very expensive. I mean, this company, you know, the people that customer support employees that answer the phone have PhDs there. It's not a cheap operation, and so the data is very expensive. There's always been a debate about alternative data, which goes all the way back to an investor posting up, hiring some college kids to count cars in a mall traffic parking lot or look at shopper shoes to try to get a sense of how wealthy they might be. And this has developed over time. You know, people use satellites to look at ship channels, and they analyze credit card spending data, and they mine through and aggregate building permits. So this is sort of something people have always tried to do to get information that's in the public domain or that's out there, but and it's fair game to use, but it's not widely available to everyone, like, say, census data or jobs numbers or, you know, company earnings, things like that. The big question is, usually with this stuff, is once enough people get the same information, does it start to lose its value?
Yeah. Also, as far as privacy concerns are addressed here, is it scrubbed of personally identifiable information?
So with this company, Thassos, yes, it is. They say it is, and here's why. They set up this company, and they had a lot of big ambitions that they're working towards in terms of using this data, not only for economic purposes, but also sort of, you know, maybe urban planning or human migration stuff like the UN or Red Cross, disaster response, things like that. But they knew to get off the ground that they would probably be selling this data to very wealthy investors and hedge funds. So they went to the hedge funds and said, if we can do this, how do you need it presented? And the hedge funds, of course, didn't want to be swept up or have any exposure to these privacy issues. So the hedge fund lawyers they consulted said, make it so your data suppliers, the apps, take that out. Don't even get that into your company. Don't even get it near what you send us. And so what they receive is basically time-stamped longitude and latitude. Now, of course, over time, certain phones, you know, are in there. They're dealing with trillions. So like, you know, you or I, they're not going to pick us out. But of course, they see where the phones go at night,
yeah,
where they're plugged in to charge and sleep. And that helps them derive, you know, median income of shoppers, how far people go to get to a certain retailer. Like, is Whole Foods popular enough to, are you going to drive 15 miles past the Kroger's to get to the Whole Foods? You know, things like that are useful, and they're in there. And I think that's where it sort of gets close. But yeah, the personal information, personally identifiable information is what they call it. And that's scrubbed before they even get it. They don't even want that in their company. Of course, you know, others, who knows?
And I understand Thassos will soon start selling location data through Bloomberg terminals. Is that right?
Yeah, it's sort of like certain products. They analyze it. They have plasma physicists because, again, they think about it as like circulatory system, lots of little tiny things moving around and trying to make sense of it. So they've done a thing that was sort of their data was very suited for, where they look at foot traffic in malls that are owned by the publicly traded mall owners. And so they've got an index number to show overall traffic, which could give you sort of a broad sense of the economy or commercial mortgage-backed securities or REIT stocks broadly. And then, you know, if you can pay more and get sort of dig into the data on certain companies and certain properties that they offer as an add-on. And that's sort of the first product that they're going to sort of sell beyond the sort of tight world of hedge funds that are very secretive and spend a lot of money to get this sort of data. This will be, you know, available more to, you know, banks and, you know, sell side analysts or, you know, other people who might be interested. But it's focused on mall foot traffic.
It's a fascinating story by Ryan Dezember of The Wall Street Journal. It's entitled, Your Smartphone's Location Data is Worth Big Money to Wall Street. You can find it at WSJ.com. Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Dezember, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.